This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670. The
big article just dropped on ESPN in relation to a book by Seth Wickersham. And there's some news about Kayla Williams on here. It all kind of makes it make more sense after I've just read this story. Carl Williams, Caleb's dad, telling agents last year, he says in this book, quote, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears." Quarterback Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Chicago Bears in 2024 that he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement while considering signing with the United Football League.
That next quote from Carl Williams. "Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die."
The author of the book now joins us. It is Seth Wickersham, who got the quotes from Carl Williams, Caleb's dad. How close do you think the Williams family was to actually not being drafted by the Bears in some way, either getting out of it or having one of these plans come to fruition?
The gasoline's out. Do we want to light the match? And Caleb didn't want to light the match.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is a Friday edition of Rahimi and Harris, Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer wearing his custom White Sox jersey. I see you. We also have Tyler Farringle in the house. Special thanks to Nuts on Clark for setting up a very adorable popcorn setup for us.
I've already had popcorn, and it was before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wait, that was for the morning show?
Yeah.
Whoops, we still some.
We're going to get what we want. That's something that we have established on this program. We do what we want.
Amen. Our video crew, you can watch us on twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our producers are Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, and Jenna Duddleston. And we begin still trying to process, because it happened real time, as you just heard at our show open. The article that Seth Wickersham and ESPN posted in connection to the book that we just mentioned about not only Caleb Williams not coming to Chicago, but all of the truths it seemed to tell in a very short amount of time and small amount of space as to A, why we see some of the Bears' dysfunction we do, B, why the last season failed, and then see why we're here right now. I think my biggest concern, after sitting with this for a minute, is still the discussion surrounding Ryan Poles. Because it was on him regarding the responsibility of Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. And it's been said multiple times, Shane Waldron was Matt Eberflus's hire. But here's the issue with all of this. We know whose agent was running the thing. It was Trace Armstrong, who represented all those individuals. So where is the accountability when it comes to the situation failing the way it did last year? Thank goodness you did what you could to rectify those mistakes. But you're still out a year because of all this when you saw it coming in advance.
I look at this as Kevin Warren stepping in, recognizing what everyone knew and was talking about with the Trace Armstrong piece, said, okay, we need to go in a completely different direction. And Ryan Poles understanding, and it goes back to that press conference, right? Where Ryan Poles, Kevin Warren, together at the table, at the lectern, and they have mics in front of them, and Ryan Poles is not doing a whole lot of talking. Kevin Warren, in a full suit, is doing a lot of talking, and Ryan Poles, in kind of that warm-up look, is doing a lot of listening, along with us. And the idea there was that Kevin Warren was saying that Ryan Poles was going to be okay. And the reason he knew Ryan Poles was going to be okay is because he's like, I got this. You can make the decisions, but nothing is getting done until I stamp it with my stamp of approval. And then Kevin Warren having the conversation with George McCaskey saying, we need to pay someone to come in and make sure that this number one overall pick gets what he needs. We need to modernize the way we do things as an organization. And this is the first step. They hire Ben Johnson. He hires his staff. And now it's, you know, everyone's optimistic. It's all ahead. But you still have to look back now, knowing what we know, knowing what we found out yesterday from our interview and the writings of Seth Wickersham preparing for a book that's not going to even be released until September, and saying, from an accountability standpoint, so much of this falls on Ryan Poles and then Kevin Warren able to, for lack of a better phrase, bail him out. I'm not absolving Caleb Williams from any fault in this. He has a part to play as well, but it's all on Ryan Poles, Layla. Like, he's the constant, and he's still here. The only reason we're talking about it in the way that we're talking about it is because he's the guy who's still here from that.
And that's what the title of general manager is. You take responsibility. You're getting that paycheck. You want to be the guy who makes more decisions than anybody else on the team, and that's exactly what happened. Then guess what? You get the responsibility that goes with it, too. You also get us questioning why you may have already signed an extension. When there are phrases like this in this story, Bears GM Ryan Poles stood firm, telling Williams, we're drafting you no matter what. Who went to the playoffs last year?
It was not the Bears. I believe it was the team that represents the District of Columbia.
Even if you were confident in your decision, wouldn't you want to scout because that's what you do by nature? This guy is a scouting fiend. We've seen him at all these different schools over the years. And then how about the nugget from Seth Wickersham yesterday when he's talking to us? Is we're trying in that point, in that time, to process context, to process a full understanding. To know that sometimes when you read something, it's not necessarily how it is said. So that's what made the discussion with Seth so important. But then he gives us this piece of information about the Bears process, knowing this stuff that has been said by Carl Williams about how badly Caleb Williams didn't want to come here. And then we get this information right here.
The Bears were all in on Caleb. I mean, they did not scout Jaden Daniels. You know, they were all in on Caden and on Caleb. And so, like, he was their guy. And, you know, how, whether that was wise or not, you know, who pans out, who doesn't, you know, a lot of that has to do with luck and circumstance, but, you know, the jury's out. And, you know, Poles made some decisions. He let go of the head coach. He brought in a new one. He got a guy that I know a lot of offensive minds around the league study and steal from. And so I think that, like, you know, there is that opportunity for Caleb to have the pieces in place that maybe would have been better to have a year ago.
But we find out that he didn't even scout Jaden Daniels. Doesn't even scout him. Does that make sense?
So when I look at this,
when you know that your QB1's dad is trying come hell or high water to not have him on your team, you don't even look at the other dude?
One of the things I'm interested in is when that first conversation, that visit took place. Because he said he came back from that visit, Caleb Williams, according to Seth Wickersham. He came back from that visit and told his dad, okay, I think I can make this work. Don't worry about, quote-unquote, nuking Chicago and trying to get me out of this situation.
And it's smartly constructed, too, because Carl looks like the villain in this.
And he said that's he was willing to take bullets for his son. He didn't want to put his son under that spotlight and be like, oh, this is Caleb Williams, not, you know, snubbing Chicago, turning his nose up to Chicago.
As many parents tend to do, right? Like, that makes 100% sense. And then Caleb looks like the hero because he's like, oh, I got to check it out. I don't think that's a good idea.
But to your point, Layla, about them not scouting anyone else, I can understand, because some years you don't think you need to know what other people can do because you believe you've got the franchise quarterback, but it's quarterback. And so what you got to remember is, if we go back to 2015, okay? So that's going back now through the last 10 drafts, 11 if you count this year and Cam Ward. Of the number one overall picks of the last 11 drafts, only two were non-quarterbacks. Trayvon Walker with the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2022, man. And Myles Garrett with the Cleveland Browns back in 2017. But follow me on this. So you've got the number one overall pick. And when you have the number one overall pick and you take a quarterback, you think you have your cornerstone, the franchise quarterback. But let's go back through it. 2015, it was Jameis Winston taken by the Buccaneers. 2016, Jared Goff taken by the Los Angeles Rams. 2018, Baker Mayfield taken by the Cleveland Browns. 2019, Kyler Murray by the Arizona Cardinals. 2020, Joe Burrow from Cincinnati Bengals. 2021, Trevor Lawrence by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then, of course, you have in 2023, Bryce Young, followed by Caleb Williams, and now Cam Ward. And so all those teams thought that they had the guy. That
doesn't mean you don't scout at other people.
And that's my point. Some of those guys, it worked out. Joe Burrow, I'd say it worked out. Jared Goff, after some rehab, it worked out. But those are really the only two guys you could say, like, okay, those guys at a high level, highly winning teams, great seasons of success for those individual quarterbacks. The rest of the guys, they're still trying to figure it out in different places.
Well, but if I make a $5 decision, there's a good chance I'm doing some research.
That's you, though.
Yeah, that is me. And I would sure as hell think it's the general manager of a team.
But think about what we know about front offices. Think about how many people think that they can outsmart everyone. They're the smartest person in the room. Think about how he got the number one pick. How good did he feel about the trade that brought him the number one pick?
Yes.
It was a lot of luck in that, by the way, to have the number one pick.
And I credit Ryan Poles with that. But your work's not done there. Just like my work's not done for showing up today and getting on a microphone. That's not what you do. That's not the process. And that's a front office that has been very steadfast in claiming that their process is correct and sound. And what did we see? A 15-36 record out of that front office.
I would say the process is definitely not correct and sound. I think every GM has hits and misses. That's no GM is perfect.
No.
But there are a lot of GMs who are imperfect because they're much worse at finding hits, and their misses outnumber their hits. And I think right now you could argue Ryan Poles is in misses greater than hits territory overall. And that's without Caleb Williams in the picture.
I think it even comes down to a little bit of a finer this or that. I think it comes down to, there are GMs who have bought themselves the capital to take really big swings and miss, like, say, John Lynch in San Francisco, where you go after Trey Lance and you trade up, but because of your success, it doesn't matter as much. It's not catastrophic. And then there are GMs who want to take those risks, but they don't have enough infrastructure around them to withstand them. And I unfortunately think that is where Ryan Poles fits in all of this right now. Like I've said, I am thrilled for the day I see him prove that theory wrong. I'm thrilled for the day that the Bears win. I still think that this is a team that should, at this point in the development, win 10 games. I've said it before. And I'm not saying that to hold him to the fire. I'm saying that to hold him to that standard, because I think that he's earned that standard. But in this case, when the quote is, we're drafting him no matter what, and you just heard how your dad would consider playing in the UFL, that Caleb Williams might have been in the UFL
to
not play for the Bears.
How seriously do you take that when you read that?
Very, because why wouldn't you just hang out in Los Angeles another year?
Well, you're definitely going to make more money in Los Angeles playing for USC than you would in the UFL.
Always been Southern California's pro team. Let's not forget it.
So that's why I take that, not with even a grain of salt, but I'm just like, how serious were you about? There were several different options. That option seems a little far-fetched. But I'll say this. What you're talking about with the...
But it's in the book, though.
No, I got you. With the organization's ability to develop Caleb Williams and thinking that they did have the infrastructure in place to just drop him in. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of why they did not draft Jalen Carter. Because you said you weren't ready for that. You didn't have
the... You did not have the infrastructure
and I think they thought
to take that risk.
I think they thought they were there, where they felt like, okay, we're good now. We can take a guy like Caleb Williams, and we can drop him in, and everything's going to be fine.
But listen, we had so many good texts yesterday where people are rewinding the information in their brain, and you're going back over things that people said or situations that unfolded, and you have this information now, and you're asking these questions. And there's a lot of people on the text line who said, why would you want somebody who doesn't want to be here? And clearly the Bears thought that the talent Caleb Williams has is more important than the desire that he had reportedly temporarily to not want to be here. But at least in those moments, you try to do some due diligence. You try to have a backup plan. You at least try to scout Jaden Daniels. And I would have said this regardless of how many yards he got, regardless of how many games they won. It looks worse because of that. It looks worse because he went to the playoffs.
It definitely looks worse because of all the success he had as the offensive rookie of the year last year.
We haven't even discussed the Cliff Kingsbury part of this too, by the way.
Well, I think
about the Cliff Kingsbury discussion, knowing this information.
I think I think he knew he didn't want to be involved with what Matt Eberflus was doing. I think his answer when asked about that the week of the Washington Chicago Bears game told us everything we need to know by how he addressed the situation. I think that Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles on top of him, they might have interviewed a bunch of people, but their decision was faulty, flawed, terrible, however you want to phrase it.
Overconfident.
The whole process to me seems very overconfident.
And you know how I know it's also overconfident? Because the same agent represented your GM, your head coach, and your offensive coordinator who the quarterback openly questioned.
You can go back
to... One-stop shop.
You can go back to the Luke Getsy piece of this. Obviously, Shane Waldron. The fact that you had Thomas Brown in the building and they waited so long before making a change. I think all of those things are indications that they weren't running a tight enough ship, and they weren't truly evaluating what Caleb Williams needed in that moment. They chalked too much up to growing pains as opposed to the structure that can make sure he got where he needed to go.
Because we did not have transition with Molly and Ha, you may not know what's on our show today. This segment, by the way, is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Yes, we know it's Crosstown Day. That's why I wore my Chicago shirt.
Oh, is that why? I just thought you love Chicago when it's beautiful in the summertime.
Both. I was finally happy because I was like, oh, it's a little warm outside yesterday as I was walking around. I still had pants on. Apparently it was 94. I love it. Put it straight to my veins. We'll talk Bears for the next two segments. Mark Grody joins us at 11 o'clock because we need to play a little game of receipts, Rahimi. We need to go over some sound that we have all heard, you and me, Marshall, as a collective media group, and kind of revisit that, knowing this information. Ryan McGuffey of the Recap podcast, as you know, and also, of course, a frequent guest and host on this station, will talk Crosstown with us because Ozzy took out the flamethrower this morning on Mully and Haas, and we want to bring it back. At 11:45, we'll talk more Cubs and Sox as well. Some interesting thoughts from Ron Coomer as we get ready for it. 12 o'clock is 5 on it. And then at 12:25, we will continue to preview Crosstown. We are the Cubs station, as you know, so we'll hear from Craig Counsell. We'll go over the lineups. Cubs pregame is at 12:45 for what should be an absolutely beautiful day and what we think is going to be an exciting series at Wrigley, do we not?
I just want to point out 708 on the text line, 94 is a little warm, quoting you what you just said about a little warm. She's from Texas. She's good with 110.
No, it really has to do with my personal issues. Like 75 or less, my nose is running. I'm sorry, guys. Some of us are just built for some things rather than others.
That's crazy. Nose running at 75, under 75 is crazy.
Listen here. The world is going in one direction. Call me with tips, okay? I'm here to help you out. But in the meantime, it is going to be a great day for baseball. It is going to be a great day to discuss this. It's a good day for information, and it is a great day to be with you, Rahimi and Harris. More after the Blockbuster Report. We'll hear from Ben Johnson. Colin Cowherd, I think, is owed an apology by us all. So we'll revisit that as well. It's all next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, history's a history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here. But it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
That was the realest thing I've ever heard. Like, when you consider him saying that now.
Ryan Poles.
Based on what we heard before.
Walking it back. He seemed so confident at times in his tenure as the Bears general manager, and he seemed so tail between his legs at other times. And you know what? It's been appropriate sometimes.
Yeah, I have always appreciated his transparency. I'm not roasting the man here. I actually appreciate a lot of what he does and just telling us what he thinks and how. I just get frustrated when whoever's like, oh yeah, just Trace Armstrong, give us all your clients. Or we're so confident about this guy, we're not even going to double check. That's when I'm like, man, you know better. I know you know better.
You're taking me back to when they asked, hey, you guys have the same agent. What's that? And they just kind of looked at each other and froze up on the podium.
Here's your weekend assignment, friends. It's beautiful outside. We've crossed town. I'm giving you homework because I'm a horrible person. Reread Kalen Kaler's article now about Trace Armstrong running the Bears and see if that hits any differently knowing this information. Because that's it here. This is a game changer. When you have information like this coming out about what Caleb Williams had to say, telling the quiet parts out loud, Carl, his dad, saying things like, Chicago's where quarterbacks go to die. Unfortunately, that is a statement that has yet to not be true, unfortunately.
We're going to find out if quarterbacks can flourish in Chicago next season.
How about we start with succeed?
Well, success is, I can't call it success unless they flourish first. They've got to grow their, you know, out of the cocoon like a caterpillar and grow the big, beautiful wings, and then they got to fly somewhere.
What? So we're hoping for caterpillar? Or we're hoping for the chrysalis stage?
We are in the
caterpillar. Is that it? Where they're in the little cocoon?
We are in the cocoon right now. That is what this Ben Johnson offseason is for Caleb Williams.
This
you were
is
a caterpillar
cocoon.
Last season. You definitely weren't flying last season. But if you put him in the cocoon, maybe he can come out as a butterfly. And it probably won't be week one, by the way. It'll probably be after the bye week.
Would you rather call this season the cocoon? Would that make you feel better? Would it also need Wilford Brimley?
Yeah, I would say.
Would one of us need to be 55 years old?
Start running oatmeal commercials. Quaker. Let's go.
That's why the Bears were so bad last year. I mean, Matt Eberflus is only good with bees. He's not good with butterflies. What are we talking about?
Aww.
But, you know, some honey and some oatmeal, brown sugar oatmeal. Baby, that's good.
And another thing, the world is running out of bees, and I'm all for Matt Eberflus leaning into the apiary.
As an aside, I'm the guy who likes to eat oatmeal. No butter, no sugar, no anything. Just straight oats.
That's wild.
Straight oats, baby.
How much liquid are you putting in the oats? Are it's a DQ blizzard where you turn it over and then it doesn't move?
It's actual oatmeal with either like some type of milk, oat milk, whatever, or water even.
Is it cannibalism if it's oat milk?
No, it's just more oats. It's just more oat.
This is Friday version of us. I'm sorry.
So that's fine, but here's what we know. We need a different version of Caleb Williams next season. And, you know, there's one man who has been tasked to fix it all. His name is Ben Johnson. He is being paid handsomely, I want to remind you, to do that.
Conveniently, he was on with Colin Cowherd yesterday.
What are the chances?
Let's listen.
So all human beings are the same in one aspect. If you're afraid of flying and you're on a plane and the minute turbulence hits, where does your mind go? Back to your fears. So I reported a year ago, Seth Wickersham reported it today, that Caleb was worried about the history of the Bears offense. And so you didn't inherit it. That's not your issue. You don't care about that. But there is a psychology, Ben, that's true. He goes into a 2-week losing streak and it's turbulence on a plane that he was scared to fly anyway. How do you ensure that when there are bumps in this division, and there are bumps for him, that those fears that are now reported of, oh man, this organization and quarterback, he's had those. That's okay. Some installed by his dad, whatever. How do you ensure during the turbulence of this season, and there will be, your division's too good, there's too many good teams on the schedule, how do you ensure he doesn't lose faith and belief in your system?
Well, you talk about fears and I don't see it quite the same way. I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one, and one of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's going on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025. There's no question we're going to face adversity. Both we want to see growth from here to here over the course of the season. It's not going to be linear growth. It's going to be a little bit of ups and downs and stair steps along the way, but we want to see from game one to game 17 that we're getting better as a whole. And that's not just him. That's us as a team as well. So I'm excited. That's what makes coaching fun, is when the hiccups occur, when the adversity strikes, how do we respond to it? That's when you find out who you are as a man.
Okay. So I feel like we got slightly less prepared than usual Ben Johnson answer at beginning. But then we got like Ben Johnson finding his footing. Yeah, the talking points came back.
You liked how he landed the plane.
And like Celine Dion, it was all coming back to him now. And this is, I think, the most critical I've ever been of Ben Johnson since he's been the Bears head coach. But I think it was really about candor and finding the right words to describe the situation.
Remember when I was like, I don't know, is he talking too much? I don't know what's going on. I like what he's saying because nothing's happened yet. What, now something has happened.
This is the honeymoon phase.
This might be the end of the honeymoon phase, honestly, because he knew when he went on with Colin Coward, which I'm sure was scheduled well in advance of the Seth Wickersham bombshell that dropped as part of this book that's coming out in September.
Kept his word, though. Still came on.
Still came on. Knew he was going to deal with that question. He immediately spun it to the fact that, hey, the Bears haven't done anything at quarterback ever. They've never even had a 4,000-yard passer. He's going to be a 4,000-yard passer this year and for many seasons to come. That's how I took that answer, right? And he talks about adversity, and he also talks about it's not linear, which is why the Bears are going to go 7-10, in my opinion. It's going to take ups and downs and back ups and then back downs, adjustments.
But growth isn't linear. He's 100% correct about it. Neither is grieving, by the way.
And I think the important thing is he establishes in that answer, he has been communicating with Caleb Williams.
Yep.
The lines of communication are open, because that's the one thing I can look back on last season and know the lines of communication were not what they should be. And that could be a two-way street. It could be a one-way street.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that a little bit in the next segment as well. We wanted to focus on the Colin Coward and Ben Johnson discussion here. But the next segment, there have been some big opinions coming out from people we trust in the league, people who have big opinions in the league. So former players will chime in next. We've got Mark Grody at 11 and then Crosstown with Ryan McGuffey, just so you're aware. Let's go back to some more of what we heard with Ben Johnson. This is if he has to help build up Caleb Williams' confidence after last year.
Well, he does know that we believe in him. There's no question about that, but Caleb's deal has never been a confidence issue. He knows he's a high-level player. He's been that way since middle school, high school, college, and it's going to continue to be that way here in the NFL. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to support him, give him some clarity on what our expectations are on and off the field, and help him grow and develop. And so far, we've only had, call it 6 weeks now, the off-season program. It's going really well.
Still cocooned up. That's what I heard.
I think cocoon might be 2025.
Oh, explain that.
No, I'm saying like it's I feel like you're not going to see the finished product of any of this right now. Does that take away my win total? No, but this is not the finished product.
I think he's got to come out of the cocoon in 2025. And it doesn't, what I'm saying, it's not week one or week two, but he's got to come out of the cocoon.
If you take this out of context, it just sounds unhinged. We're like, cocoon is here. The antenna of the butterfly is here.
Listen, it doesn't have to be week one.
Wings are week 12.
It might be week 12, week 13, week 14, but Caleb Williams has to look like a guy who can lead an explosive offense this season.
I got a bone to pick.
Oh, what's the bone?
No, that is a deep level of a butterfly reference there.
Oh, okay. I didn't, that went over my head.
Those who may know, but that's going to take a minute. Ah, good. Robbie got it. Okay, so let's go back to more from Ben Johnson and Colin Coward. This is where it really gets interesting, because one of the big quotes that we took away from the Wickersham article yesterday was talking about how Caleb didn't even know what type of film to watch. He was watching by himself. There was a feeling of not only what I determined as loneliness when it came to process, but also a lack of understanding what you need to be watching and how. So let's hear Ben Johnson, who this is what he was hired to do, help develop your quarterback and develop the offense.
Well, I think it starts with what we're doing right now in the springtime is establishing the intent of every play call. And that takes time, and it takes a number of reps. But the more time we spend together with myself, with Declan Doyle, our offensive coordinator, with JT Barrett, our quarterback coach, in that room with the quarterbacks, the more it comes to light in why we're calling plays and where that ball should go. And the more the quarterback understands the why, the quicker he is to see the defense and deliver the ball to the primary or the secondary target. So that's what we're working through right now. At the end of the day, though, Caleb was taken as a high draft pick because of that playmaking ability that you're alluding to. And so we don't want to neuter that as well. So there's a fine line of understanding what we're doing and how we're doing it. But at the same time, when things don't go maybe to plan, we're not going to discourage his playmaking ability and his ability to create outside of the pocket as well. So that's going to be a fun balance for us to go through both spring and training camp. I mean, we can't get enough reps right now really as a team. And so we're looking to maximize those going forward.
I don't know, man. If I'm the head coach, the first thing I hear when I see that quote in this story, or if I find out about it, is I'm like, yo, you didn't know how to watch film? Well, let's teach you how to watch some film, because that's what you're going to be doing all summer long. You don't get to go outside and enjoy Crosstown today like the rest of everybody else. Somewhere in theirs is you watching game film because you didn't know how previously.
I think there is a fun balance to this, as he called it. I don't know if it's fun. I think it's difficult. It's a difficult balance.
The fun is the journey.
The chemistry of it all, and making sure you're pouring enough of this and enough of that and it doesn't explode in your face. I like what Ben Johnson is saying. I'm just curious to see how it's implemented with Caleb and what it shows up as when he's on the field going through training camp, going through the preseason, going at the start of the regular season even. I want to see improvement from Caleb Williams, whether that's being on time, getting rid of the ball quicker, being able to hit targets downfield. There are several things I will be watching based on what happened last year to see if the basic fundamental improvements are there.
Well, and some of this responsibility is on him.
Yeah.
And you see that whenever you saw the failure of the first drives. That's the culmination of your preparation for the week. And how many times, you know, airmail over Keenan Allen's head or something along those lines where it was just not the right read or it wasn't the right play or it wasn't the right execution. A lot of that lies with the quarterback as well, period.
I think that's where we are with this, is understanding that it's going to be a lot of it on Caleb, not on Ben Johnson. As I said yesterday, Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. There's been no evidence that Caleb Williams knows what he's doing at the NFL level.
And ultimate credit to the Bears, because the reason we're talking about Ben Johnson is that they responded. Sometimes it's not about how everything happens for a reason. It is simply about how you respond. And in that, they are doing the right thing. Now, we've said a lot about this. I've really appreciated the text we've gotten about this. Don't be afraid to leave a voicemail on the meatball machine. We have a shorter show today because of the day game with Crosstown, but we still want to get your thoughts. So go to the Odyssey app. Leave a voice message. I think it's worth a revisit next week just to hear from you, to hear you guys' voices.
Meatball machine.
Absolutely. So now we're going to hear from the league as well. Former players, big name guys who are in that space of evaluating film. Former quarterbacks talking about this. We'll hear from them next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Just starting that process of the communication, because like I said, there's so many things, you know, how you're going to call a hitch route. There's, you know, around the league, there's probably, you know, 5-6 different ways to call the exact same route in different systems. So the chance before you, like I said, before you get in the scheme and the offensive breakdown, you know, what are we calling certain footwork? What are we calling individual routes? And, you know, when you can come in to rookie minicamp and have a good grasp of that, now you can start to build on that foundation and move forward at a little quicker process.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for playing King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar. To play it with the Shane Waldron audio is definitely a contrast, but that's where we are in this cocoon of a season in 2025. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you, we continue to discuss the aftermath of the blockbuster article coming out yesterday about Caleb Williams' dad, Carl, telling ESPN author Seth Wickersham in a book that's coming out in September that his son did not want to play for the Bears. And by did not, we mean even considered the UFL. That's how serious it was.
I still can't take that seriously. I get that he said it. I just don't think he was going to follow up with that course of action.
Naturally, I was like, wait, USC is that bad?
What made it real...
Like, is Lincoln Riley like, why am I taking this stray over here? What the heck?
The reaching out to Archie Manning, that's when I was like, oh, you're really trying to figure out a different path.
Right, and you knew good enough to reach out to Archie Manning, but then we hear the quotes about how he was watching game film by himself. Like, well, who was helping him then? So the reason we bring that piece of it up is because that had a lot of former athletes talking. Commentators who were former football players who are now, of course, in that space in media. And the one that Ray Diaz and I saw first was from Emmanuel Acho on Fox Sports 1, as you know. And he took offense at the concept of watching film by yourself and not getting any help.
Liars, liars, all of you. Liars. Why is everybody being dishonest about this Caleb Williams situation? Not dishonest about what was written in the article, dishonest about their opinions. The article suggests that Caleb told his dad Bears coaches weren't teaching him what to watch on film. Y'all, it's the league, bruh. Coaches don't tuck you in bed at night and say, all right, little Timmy, you need to watch the Lions play. All right, little Timmy, you got to watch the Vikings. It's the league, bro. It's the league. It's the league. The league ain't for everybody. Hi, I'm everybody. So I only played 3-4 years. The league will kick you and spit you out, bruh. You need to watch the opponent you're playing the next week. You learn how to watch film in college. In this day and age, some people learn how to watch film in high school. Caleb's the number one overall pick. He could call Peyton Manning. He could call Tom Brady. He could call Drew Brees. They'll all pick up. He could ask the coach. Close mouths. Don't get fed. It's the league, bruh. This ain't no baby organization. If you want to ask for specific cut-ups, what I mean by cut-ups, if you want to see what the Minnesota Vikings do on 3rd and 6 or longer, you can ask for that. Hey, Brian Flores runs exotic pressures anytime it's 3rd and 6 or more. I want to see those cut-ups. You can ask for that. But I've never known of a player, nor myself in my experience, that a coach has said, hey, this is what you need to watch this week. They might say, this is what you need to watch out for this week. Hey, Brian Branch, he gonna pick you off. They might say, this is what you need to watch out for this week. Minnesota Vikings on 3rd and 6. They're gonna show pressure and they're gonna get out of there. But they're not gonna tell you what to watch. It's the league. And if you got questions, you ask. And I'm just giving you all the real, because some people are gonna make it seem like the Chicago Bears, which are a dysfunctional organization, but this crossed the line, bro. Closed mouths don't get fed. And the league ain't for everybody. Remember, I'm everybody. It's the league, bro. We got to stop acting like kids. It's the league.
Yeah, we know it's the league. We know that closed mouths
don't. It's the league, bro. Don't.
Yeah, that's got to get recorded
no,
into
no.
use.
No, listen. Emmanuel Acho, who I know from my time in Philadelphia, because that's where he played football for 2 seasons on the clock, actually, not practice squad, but got on the field for 2 seasons.
I've known him and his brother for years.
20 yeah. games, started 2 of them as a linebacker, which is not quarterback, by the way. When he said, this ain't no baby organization, the lie detector determined that that was a lie regarding quarterbacks in Chicago.
That was a lie.
And then he
we
goes on.
We need the Maury bite of that, by the way. We need the Maury sound.
So he talks about what to watch out for as part of What to Watch. Did he really think Caleb Williams was saying he didn't know how to quote-unquote watch film? It's definitely that was the piece he was talking about, Caleb Williams. What to watch out for, because he was trying to understand film, not at a basic level, but at the deepest levels, and he felt like he wasn't given the guidance. Now, I do agree with something that Emmanuel said, because a broken clock is right two times a day, right? There should be communication. There should be outreach. But if you're so hopelessly lost as the number one overall pick, where you're having to look this way and that way and figure out who you should be asking the questions to, that's part of the, he did call them dysfunctional, right? The Chicago Bears.
Yeah, he did want to make that known.
That is part of the problem here, is that it shouldn't be that hard to do basic work as the number one overall pick playing quarterback.
So now let's hear from a former quarterback who has been on our show a time or two and our station. That's Chase Daniel. So Chase Daniel had a lot to say as well.
Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. No one told me what to watch. That is insane. And I had to learn from Drew Brees on what to watch. But what you watch is very simple. I'm going to break it down for you. Sunday, you play the game. Monday, you come in. You watch the game. You get better from your past game. All right? Tuesday, off day, you're coming in. You're watching four games of your next opponent. Every single time you come in on Tuesday, you're spending 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in, and you're watching those games. Wednesday morning, you will come in, and you will watch base downs and base pressures. You will get a feel for that, because install on Wednesday is first and second downs. Okay, after Wednesday's practice, you're going to stay there. You're going to watch third downs, because third downs is on Thursday. Then Thursday morning, you're going to get in. You're going to watch third down pressures, and you're going to watch third down blitzes, and you're going to watch what the team does on third downs. You're going to get those pressures right. Thursday after practice, you're staying late. You're getting a head start on red zone. Okay, because why? Red zone is on Friday. Friday morning, you're going to come in. You're going to watch some more red zone. You're going to watch 2 minute. You're going to get all this stuff taken care of. And then Friday, go home. Saturday, you're going to do a complete overture on the entire gameplay. That is the key to success when you are needing to watch film. How in the world did no one else tell him, Caleb Williams, you always have to stay a day ahead? This is why I like Case Keenum signing with him. This story is crazy. That is the formula to success in watching film.
And Chase Daniel learned from one of the best, at Drew least Brees. In the modern era, in Drew Brees.
And so that's what I lean back onto when we're talking about this, Layla, is the fact that all these different examples of people talking about not only maybe how they learned to watch film under a veteran quarterback, but how they've also been in those backup veteran roles. Dan Orlovsky talked about it a little bit, about being brought in specifically by Sean McVay in 2017 to help Jared Goff understand how to watch film. It's not just like we watch a movie or Netflix binge when we get home. That's not what this is.
It's not even us watching game film, actually.
Yeah.
Like, let's just start there.
Yes. So you have to understand what you're watching and why you're watching and what for what specific reason. And when Tyson Bagent is the only other guy in the room that you're looking at, like, hey, we're watching this film, right? And he's like, yeah. What did you think was going to happen? Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles, Shane Waldron? This is kind of predictable given what we know about. And the other point I wanted to make is when he's talking about, and both of those guys, whether it's Chase Daniel or Emmanuel Acho, is talking about specifically the way that they watch things and how they watch it. It's not like watching a Shane Waldron game plan is necessarily the best use of your time if the game plan and the play calling itself was dysfunctional.
I think the issue is here, just like in our previous segment at the top of the hour, there's an innate responsibility that you have in your job, whether it's GM or whether in this case it's quarterback. We know that he talks to other players in the league. We know that there was concern about how practice was being run by players. We know what the demands are of a quarterback in the NFL. So there's got to be an innate responsibility as well on his part. Not that I'm saying that this isn't correct. Not that I'm saying this didn't happen. But you know you have the resources to also look elsewhere to try to help it. You can improve your odds a bit. How much? You know, that remains to be seen. But you can improve your odds a bit by having that part of it and try to scout out the discussion. When other players who are separate, and Chase Daniel and Emmanuel Acho, for example, discuss the same concept in the process, it stands to believe that that's something that's known amongst players. So that's where I push back a little bit on it just being a Bears problem. How much of it was also your concern as well or something you realize you need to do better moving forward? That's something that I hope gets fixed. More coming up. We'll talk baseball at 11:25 with Ryan McGuffey, shift gears to Crosstown. But because of all the things that we thought about and that you thought about, listeners, who chimed in saying, oh, that made me rethink X, Y, and Z that was said. That made me rethink this. We wanted to bring in Mark Grody, somebody who has been in the room, who now also has this information. Does he look at some of the pivotal moments that have been in the past couple of years of the Bears a little differently with this? Grody time is next on The Score.
It's the lead, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.